Hello, and welcome back to Where I Am podcast, where we strive to create a safe space for honest mental health discussions and encourage women to embrace their unique journeys. We're your hosts, Erica.
And this is Destiny.
Destiny, my birthday is coming up. Can you believe that? I'll be 32 on the 28th. So if anyone wants to...
About a week away.
Right, a week away. And I don't know. I'm excited, but also I didn't imagine myself being back in Wichita doing this podcast and then also still trying to figure out my life in my 30s.
We're all trying to figure out our life, first off. But, you know, I thought it was nice that this year you decided to do something different for your birthday. You went and did a solo concert situation that you think you should tell the people about. And when I say solo, I was not included, but that's okay. I'm going to forgive you. So why did you feel like you needed to do something on your own for your birthday this year?
Well, first of all, it wasn't my intention to go by myself. It just like...
Don't so try happened. To fix it now.
My intention was to... I wasn't planning to go to the Bad Bunny concert, but being that I have been learning so much about just mental health and about myself and realizing that I might be single for a good hot minute. So I better get used to doing things on my own. And the Bad Bunny concert was, I took that as an opportunity to kind of explore what my life would look like or how I can build a healthier relationship with myself. And I'm glad I did that because, you know, I told this to you before. I liked it because I was only responsible for myself and I can really ask the question, what do I want? Like, what do I want to eat? What do I want to do next? And I don't think I've ever really had the opportunity to kind of really answer that for myself on like such a, what's it called? Immediate, where I have to decide there right and then. So...
Yeah, so you was... don't like our girls' trips?
Is what no, I'm hearing. I do.
No, I think it's cool that you're able to try something new. I've never done any solo travel. I've never been to a concert by myself. I think it would be interesting to just take the time to do something that you really want to do and not have to worry. Is this person having fun? Are they enjoying themselves mm-hmm. as well? Like you said, kind of catering to someone else's experience. So do you feel like you would do it again?
Oh, yeah. I probably would want to try something else. I don't think I'm ready for, like, a solo country, out of the country type of trip. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm at that level yet. But it's no longer scary to think that that's something that I would do in the future.
Right.
Which, looking, you know, maybe in past years, I'd be like, I can never do that. And now I'm more open to that.
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time on my own living by myself. I've gone to the movies by myself, but beyond that, I haven't actually gone out and tried different things that you normally would think of being a group activity. So I'll let you know if I get there one of these days. I need someone to take my photo, though. I need someone to show me how to pose.
That's why you get a little stand.
Did you bring like a tripod?
I did take a stand, but because I didn't have a back, what's called a portable charger, my phone mm-hmm. was almost dying at the concert, and I took a lift there, so I had to save as much battery mm-hmm. as possible to get a lift back, so
well, I next couldn't, time.
Yeah, I need to, next time, take a portable charger if you're going by yourself, so you can get pictures.
Okay, cool. Well, in honor of your birthday, I know we wanted to talk about some things that we learned in our 20s that could be useful and actually can apply to any age group because we learn things at different rates. Some mm-hmm. people learn a lesson at 20 that another person doesn't learn until they're 30 or 35. So it can be applied to anyone. So what's your top thing, the thing that you really wish you would have known in your 20s?
I would say nurture the relationship that you have with yourself. The great example for that would be the Bad Bunny concert going by myself. But if I had focused more on creating that relationship with myself in my 20s, I think I would have made different decisions.
I can agree with that because I feel like when you're nurturing a relationship, whatever you want to call it, self-love or really caring about yourself, it bleeds over into every aspect of your life because you're not going to allow yourself to be treated a certain way by just anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to make sure that you're making decisions that are going to lead you to a path where you can truly feel thankful and happy that you're there. And so I agree with that as well, really focusing on what it is that you want and what's going to make you happy. But it's harder when you're in your 20s, when you're younger and you kind of want to fit in with the crowd, or you're dating in serious relationships maybe for the first time and you want to be liked. I would say to anyone who is younger that you do have to focus on what really makes you happy.
Yeah, because in my 20s, I know that I expected other people to be my source of happiness. And if I had learned the importance of learning what I want and how I can give that to myself, such as I know in past relationships, I wanted deeper conversations. So now I'm journaling and having those deeper conversations with myself. And now I'm not looking to have deeper conversations with other people, even though I can. I know that I can, it's not going to make or break me if I can't have deeper conversations with other people. Which brings me to my next piece of advice, is that not everyone is the one, and that's referring to romantic partners. Sometimes they come in your life just to teach you a certain lesson, because in my last relationship, there are times where I'm like, well, that was a waste of time. And now that I'm older and I'm working on myself, I'm thinking my mindset is changed to, what did I learn from that relationship? And I can appreciate for what it was, but know that it only served for that time. And that made it easier for me to move forward.
Yeah, I used to feel like things were a waste of time. Like, oh my gosh, that was a 3-year relationship that I could have been with someone else. But if you don't take the lesson,
right,
then you're not going to be able to change your life moving forward. So now, if maybe I was with a person for 3 years and there were red flags that I either ignored or didn't understand that those were red flags at the time. So if I'm dating now, I can take that information and say, okay, this is not going to be a 3-year long relationship that is difficult. It's going to be maybe a 2-week long relationship that I can right. see that you have certain characteristics that do not vibe well with me. So like you said, just being able to take what you've been through and really use all of those experiences.
Yeah, because I think when we jump into a new relationship, we're expecting that person to be our forever. Like, we're going to get married, we're going to have kids, and now there's not so much pressure. My last piece of advice that I recently learned from another podcast called Mindset Mentor that I would recommend to anyone listen to. It's only about 10 or 20 minutes, the podcast episode, so it's easy for anyone to fit in their schedule. But on one of the episodes, he discussed that getting a planner that not only does days, but hours. So that way you can sit down and really be intentional with every hour of your day. Because looking back in my 20s, like you said earlier, we thought about how much time we wasted. I found that without having that planner, I felt like I was trying to accomplish so many tasks in one single day, and I didn't feel like I had enough time. Versus when I had the planner and I was able to say, like, okay, this day I'm going to do this, and then the next day I'm going to do this. It changed my mindset to saying, like, okay, I have enough time throughout the week to complete all these tasks. And I feel productive. I feel positive. I feel like, okay, I know what I'm going to do the next day, versus feeling like I'm rushed, I'm stressed, and my anxiety goes up, and I just feel like I have too much and I don't want to do anything. So I think that's still something that I'm learning to implement every week. But from the times that I have implemented that, it has helped me, my mindset, tremendously.
I think that can be especially helpful for students who are trying to juggle their studies with their part-time or full-time jobs and
right.
everything in between there that I always feel like students in particular, they do really get bogged down, especially when it comes to their finals and they're trying to wrap up. There are just so many things going on, and depending on your course load. So that can be good for people, especially in their early 20s. Now, I feel like for me, in terms of productivity, I'm still learning what works for me because I've tried a bunch of different calendars. I've tried different things, and it seems like it's still difficult for me to narrow down what is best. So yeah. maybe I'll give that one a try.
Yeah, I didn't do it on digitally. I bought a planner at Office Depot. I think it was like $14 or so, but and you're writing it down, so I think that makes it easier for you to remember, I guess.
Okay, well, I'm a list maker, so then if I'm physically writing something down, that's always good.
Right.
Okay.
What about you? Do you have any advice for your former 20-year-old self or even 20-year-olds now?
Yeah, I think for me, one of my biggest things that I will always say is something that I needed to learn were how to set boundaries. And I know that a lot of people talk about that now, but it really does influence all aspects of your life. And I think especially different friends that I have, they grew up not knowing how to set boundaries because maybe your parents didn't know how to set boundaries. And that's just not a skill that they passed on to you. And so I'm able right now to really look at people and say, or I'm able right now to look at my life and say, what is it that I want it to be made of? What do I accept from my friends? What do I accept from my family members? Mm-hmm. And how am I going to be able to enforce the things that I want in my life? Whereas before I was too afraid. I feel like as a woman, I didn't want to upset people. I didn't want people to think I was being mean for telling them that, okay, it's not okay when you do that. And if you do that, it's going to result in me, you know, no longer talking to you or no longer coming over here. It was too difficult for me to get out the words. And so I would just allow that person to keep crossing my boundaries. But now I've gotten much better at saying what needs to be done and then also making sure that I'm sticking to that, that I'm upholding those. So that has helped me in every aspect of my life. That's one of the major things that I will always say is one of my major life lessons. But beyond that, following my intuition, following my gut is another huge life lesson for me because we all have intuition and we all have a gut feeling of when something's right. Whether that you meet a new person and you can kind of tell, oh my gosh, I like them automatically. Even if you don't know them, you just have a good feeling. Maybe they feel warm or kind or honest. You know, they say you can see it in someone's eyes. You can learn a lot about a person. But there's a lot of times where we have a feeling too that something is wrong. And we may not have all the concrete evidence laid out, but we just have that feeling. Someone is doing something that I don't like, or maybe they're not who they say they are. They're not being truthful. And again, that can be in relationships or friendships or family. But we say, oh, well, that's my mom or that's my dad. Mm-hmm. So I can't tell them anything. It's probably fine. It's okay. And then you end up hurt in the long run because you weren't listening to your intuition. And I think that that's something that I've really learned. Of what is my gut feeling? What is my nervous system saying right now?
Right.
Like, do I feel stressed? If you're my friend and I'm hanging out with you and I always feel stressed and I always feel pressured and I always feel like I can't get it together, like what kind of friendship is that really? I should feel at ease and comforted and loved. And everything's not going to be perfect at all times. There's going to be conflict, but for the most part, that's how I try to now balance if I'm in a good situation.
Yeah. And I think, with following your gut, I know we put a lot of pressure in, the young adults to know exactly what they want to be when they grow up. And at that time frame, I know a lot of 20-year-olds or college students are picking a major that they really don't want to do, but they're doing it to fulfill what society or their parents expect for them to do. And following your gut can be used in that instance. Just know that, you can follow the path that your parents or society put for you, but it's not going to end up good. You're going against your gut, and that's never a good thing.
And it can happen to where a lot of times when you feel like if it's a person who is a parent or an authority figure in your life, well, they know better. And it might even be that that person has the best intentions for you, that they love you and they want you to succeed, but they don't know everything. And so you have to really listen to what is right for me and stand behind that. So right. I think that that's one of my greatest lessons for mm-hmm. sure. And then I would say, lastly, it goes along with what I just said about authority figures in your life. Don't underestimate yourself, because there have been times where I think that someone else knows more than me. Mm-hmm. I think that I'm in the room at my job and someone else is speaking over me, or they're acting like they know more than me. And we have this idea that, well, they have more experience and they've been around more, or they have a better degree, or they have whatever it is that we think that they have, or more money. So they surely should know. But it's so true when people say that everybody's just trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
They're just trying to figure it out. And they may be at what you perceive to be a higher level than you, but sometimes when you get in the rooms with people who are in those spaces, they're still asking, okay, well, what do we do in this circumstance? How do we handle this crisis or this emergency? And so you just start to realize, oh, we're all just trying to figure it out. We're doing the best we can. We're faking it until we make it. And mm-hmm. and yeah, I just think it's important to not put so much pressure on ourselves to think that we don't know as much, you know?
Yeah, and that gives you ability to say, like, to ask someone who does know something that you're interested in, like, hey, can you teach me how to do this? And you create a relationship that way, and you learn something new as well. So just mm-hmm. not cutting yourself short, not being so hard on yourself and excluding yourself in that conversation.
Yeah, and you can learn a lot of things that you don't already know if you go into a work situation. And of course, you never want to just lie and pretend like you're an expert at something you're not. But you can be taught a lot of things. You can teach yourself mm-hmm. things that are on the internet or just by connecting and networking and asking questions. Sometimes I've been afraid to ask a question because I say, well, I think I should know. I'm in this role. I should know the answer to that question. Right. But the more that I'm around great leaders, the more that I understand that, I mean, it's crazy not to ask the question. And if you're around somebody who makes you feel bad for asking a question, then that's a sign of, you know, what kind of leader they truly are. And so that's something right. that you need to take note of. And as long as you are, again, taking all of that knowledge and using that to better yourself, that's all you can do. You know, that's all any of us can do. So I think it's most of my things are a lesson in not being so hard on myself, on following our gut. I think we're born with a lot of the things that we need in life to succeed, and then the world tells us otherwise. Mm-hmm. You're born with your intuition, and then someone else says, well, no, don't you want to do it like this? Or no, you should trust me, even though it doesn't feel right. You know, like there's so many things that you're naturally born as a child, even. I feel like some kids are pretty good at setting their boundaries. How many times does a kid say no to you? You're trying to feed them something that they don't like? No.
Oh, nasty. Yeah,
ew, no. And they just
hold
say
it down.
Exactly. And they are firm in that belief that they are not going to try whatever it is that you want them to try, because why? For what?
Right.
But then we grow up and we feel, okay, well, I have to do this thing because, yeah, people pleasing, and so-and-so is going to be upset if I, and we don't have to be rude about it, but mm-hmm. just follow what it is that you feel like is right for you.
Right. I agree.
And I think they become cliches, but they're so true, because I hear people say this stuff when I was younger. I'm like, uh-huh. Anyways, but you really have to
yes.
take all these things and now apply it to your own life. So if you're listening, you're like, yeah, I've heard many people say that, but are you applying it?
Right.
Are you really looking around now and listening to what we're saying and trying to say, okay, well, do I do this in all aspects? Like, am I being productive? Am I trying to take the right tools? Am I looking at the people around me and checking my nervous system and saying, is this person making me feel uncomfortable? Why are they one of my best friends then?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why am I dating this person when I feel so stressed and sick to my stomach every time we're together because they do certain things that are not okay?
Right.
So I think it's all about applying it. You can hear all the advice in the world, but if you're not ready to receive it, you have to prepare yourself and prepare yourself to receive that knowledge.
I agree. And sometimes you, like you say, you have to live through it. Unfortunately, I think mm-hmm. I lived through most of these, the advice that I would give to my 20-year-old self, mm-hmm. unfortunately. So, and that's okay too, if you need to live it out. So, I just hope that we help anyone, any age, with any of our advice.
Right. Because anytime I listen to a podcast, or it could be reading a book, and I hear that someone is going through something similar, then it allows me to reflect. And especially if there's someone who I admire, or I just think that they're doing something good in the world, or just another, you know, good person, then I'm able to say, okay, well, we're kind of having some similarities between their situation and my situation. How did they get out of that? How did they push themselves forward? So conversations are always the most important thing to keep us moving in the right direction. So now that you're 30, oh no, you're not 32 yet, but you'll be 32 next week.
Don't be rushing the time.
I know. What is one of your biggest goals moving forward?
My biggest goal would be to reach probably my highest potential, meaning that I know how to set and stick to my boundaries. That's still something I struggle with. And that if my life isn't, if my career isn't conventional, like I don't go back to the corporate world, or I don't own a multi-million dollar business, that I'm content with my life as it is, and that I don't wish for more, or that I don't wish for that I did things differently, and that I continue to have a strong relationship with God and then the people around me too, and healthy relationships. So I think my definition is different now.
Different than when you were younger.
Yes, for sure.
I love that. And I've been praying for that a lot too, that I'm content with what I have. And not that I don't have goals and, you know, I want to travel and see the world and have maybe a bigger home one day, or different things that I would want. But you have to be happy with what you have right now in this moment. And I think I've been getting better at just being grateful. Just waking up and saying, you know, stop complaining about all the things that are wrong. Mm-hmm. But, like, I have a home. You know, I have a child that is healthy. Just that gratitude. Anytime I've ever listened to anything that a successful person, like when I listen to Oprah Super Soul Sunday and she's interviewing people, and they always talk about gratitude.
Right.
About practicing being grateful. So, yeah.
I agree. Especially with everything that's happening in the world, you can always find some sort of gratitude. That's something that is, I think everyone can practice.
Well, happy birthday. Welcome to 32.
Also, happy birthday to my niece, Jasmine. She'll be turning 20 by the end of this month as well. Yes.
20 sounds, do you ever feel like, okay, first off, I was going to say 20 sounds like so far away. Number two, do you ever feel like you've lived multiple lives at this point?
Oh, yeah.
I just think about when I lived back in Wichita as a kid, because I was just there this weekend, then versus my 20s and versus early 30s being a mom. Mm-hmm. It just seems so far removed. Like, the lives are just so different, it feels like.
Yes.
It's wild.
Yes. Yes. I tell my niece all the time, I'm like, how are you turning 20 and I'm turning 22? Like, how is that possible?
And she's like, girl, you're old. Stop.
I know.
But in the grand scheme of things, 32 is still young, but it's crazy kind of like you have that mindset. And I don't know if it's society or what that's telling you, oh, you're just getting older. And I do feel a little older, but I mean, it's not like crazy.
No, I feel honestly, I know my 30s are turning out better than my 20s for sure. I'm glad I went through those lessons. Year,
2 years that you've been in.
Yes. So I'm grateful.
Well, you seem wiser already.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So thanks for listening to our episode. Be sure to subscribe and follow us on our socials at Where I Am Podcast. And if you want us to discuss a specific topic, you can also email us at whereiampodcast@gmail.com. And if you love what you heard, don't forget to share and leave a review.